it's functioning good.
Hello. Are you coming up? Okay, well, Joe's now got a quorum. We can get started. If that comes, if it's brought up, it's not on the agenda, but if it's brought up, I'll make sure we have it over when we get here. You will also make a report on the progress of your agriculture. Okay, I'll swap that on to you. So you're recording my telephone. Will you back up now? That start over?
I don't dare. That thing doesn't start up very easily.
That's for telephone. The meeting will come to order. Mr. Dolly, call the roll.
Representative Chance.
Here.
Representative Miller.
Here.
Representative Bradner.
Here.
Representative Brown.
Here.
Senator Croft.
Here.
Representative Davis.
Here.
Senator Huber.
Here.
Representative Kelly. Senator Kutula. Representative Ostrowski. Senator Poland.
Here.
Representative Rhodes. Senator Tillion. Senator Ziegler. I'm Chairman Senator Ziegler. I didn't let it stand by any standard.
Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes that were mailed out?
Minutes, but this one didn't. Somebody else remembers the people from Ohio. I think they were mistaken. On page 9, it indicates that travel by legislator, not a member of the council, may be authorized by a presiding officer. President or Speaker, with the concurrence of the Chairman or Vice Chairman. My memory was that it didn't have to be one of each, it could be any two out of those four. The idea being that just either we got a whole lot of people out of four places. That was my remembrance. It's not big, but I think we got to have four. I agree. Not if you've all voted. That's fine. I would make it as a routine, an clerical error, which I will correct. And Senator Huber asked me why I neglected to move the interesting report that he had a surplus in his special committee and subcommittee last time, and I didn't really mean not to leave it out without putting either until a couple times we had a roundup of the fiscal year expenditures, which I'd be pleased to record at that time at his request.
I was afraid I might forget the amount. In the meantime, I'd like to see it recorded somewhere.
So you will reword this so that it's any two of those four.
Yes.
Is there any objection to that change? No, there are none. The motion is to be approved as corrected. Is there any objection for approval of the minutes as corrected? Hearing none, the minutes are approved.
This would apply to the last paragraph of page 8 as well as the first full paragraph of page 9 too. Yes. Any two out of four.
The monthly financial report.
You have in front of you the printed version of the monthly financial report, which Mert will give you an oral summary of and respond to any questions you may have.
Is everything all right?
Good. This is the first monthly report of the current fiscal year. The budget shown on the first page after the title page, the first page indicates the summary. The budget column reflects the transfers and the authorizations that the council made last meeting, allocating about $400,000 that has been allocated out in respective areas. And with the addition of item number 15, oil and gas pipeline impact, $100,000, which was transferred to us from the legislative budget in audit committee money. They made that transfer over last month and decided to transfer $50,000 instead of $400,000 to the program. We're going to talk to those expenditures in here. So that's the only revision to the budget. I think that's right behind that. $100,000 appropriated to finance, budget finance for that, and then transfer $50,000.
That was actually appropriated for that, so I can't find it.
That's the change in the budget. Now, you'll notice I'm starting filling out the right-hand side now, because July is, first month is over, and I saw so many expenditures. Those are the actual expenditures made during the month of July. Warrants were written in. The encumbrances are what the estimated outstanding bills are for the lines that have not been paid. And we're showing you the balance of the components and the percentage balance available. And the following sheets are just the detail, the clear detail of each one of the various components. Sum up, tentatively sum up, the prior fiscal year, this year 76, we still have the month of August to pay a little bills the last fiscal year. So we don't know exactly, we don't have a final statement on the prior fiscal year until sometime in September. But I think for your information, you should be aware that the agency will lapse at least what it looks like right now, about $400,000. July, it's $420,000. What I'm saying is that that's including the premises that I know about. So anything that comes in now is something that some expense is going to be that I don't know about. There might be still some a long distance call. I've only been billed for less than about the first or second June. I should have been all of the session. There might still be some dealing with or some HR that's still coming in. What I'm saying is, I don't think there's $20,000 worth of bills outstanding that I don't know about. So, we're in the batch right now, most of those today, we're going to $20,000 today. I think it's going to be something less than $400,000.
Yeah, we
You might want to put on that.
Somebody placed a light bulb. They put on some charges.
Bert, I received those things from you about the breakdown of phone call group for my company. And in most cases, I haven't seen anything wrong. It wasn't much like business, but there's one or two questions I've had. Quite frankly, I put three of them in one place and five of them in another, and all of that. And you know what's happening right now. There's a bunch of them. Is there any way that sometime in September, I assume you keep copies of those ones or extra copies for me to review or something?
Right, it's not for review. It's for your information. And our purpose of putting it out there is a lot of members make buying personal calls.
I know. That's what I'm interested in, such, you know, because I found some where my secretary made one or two calls, which I had intended for charge my current phone number, which is direct dial. And I know there are a couple of others like that, but I don't know if I have all the pieces. And it's possible just to get another Xerox copy of your record or something to show approximately the same thing for the last couple of months of the session.
Oh, I see. You just want to make
it. Yeah, just so I'd be, you know, just after the whole hassle of the primary is over, because I got a piece of paper all over the place. I'm still trying to figure out that the nine secretary is long.
During the session, I was reviewing my bill. I sent a list to merge and still the phone calls that I could account for. And if you look into it, the arsonist is going to go to the cemetery and back and forth to the building to run in. And they see kind of who had been called. The sense rate was, you know, 25 cents, 35 cents for humor and ambiguity. And I had no reason to call those people, but I just decided not to ask them for the
community. Word of explanation.
A lot of that we checked out and stuff, you know, and I showed up to the bar building. Apparently what happened too is our numbers are quite close together and operators will punch in or something wrong.
They say
with
the contract,
I think it's been straightened out now, Madam Chairman, but I'm not sure. The problem I found was the whole building where they went back and picked up on our numbers all the way back to when the office was occupied by the office. But I think maybe Murphy's picked all that out by now. But if the dates are dates where they would occupy the offices, I just sent those back and didn't do anything about them. But I notified, I think it was Evelyn. Look, because we were charging for all the
output
charges.
Are we handling the administrative services for the office?
Not this fiscal year. They're handling their rent. Some of their equipment needs last fiscal year. We ended up spending a year, if I remember correctly. Our fiscal year about $14,000 or fully budgeted out of fiscal year 77.
But have they turned their money over to you? Just for the bookkeeping and bill paying operation.
There's one subject that may be a little sensitive, but I had a very practical question that I presume the firm may have looked at it, and certainly it may well be an important item of account in September. In the event that the legislative pay raise repeal referendum passes, that's going to change our budget situation. For the current fiscal year, as soon as the effective date of that repeal is revealed, do you have any handle on what it will, well, I don't even, if I may be asking Randy or something, what the legal ramifications are we then in a position to somebody or something else that's offered, it's been allocated to budget, and it's not available to pay the legislature?
Legislative council can allocate and reallocate in the county.
And do you have any idea what that amount would be?
No, I don't, I haven't been able to figure out what we actually do for, being would be affected, because that was the,
be able to change the 35 to 35 to 48. Bring it back to 35.
Yes, right, that was one of those sections that was affected by the referendum, but not amended again in this session.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So that took the right, not be very early.
My understanding of the effect of the patent, or the way it was presented to the Royal House, sure looked like to me, but the paint commission would have any effect whether or not the repealer passed, but the only effect of the repealer would be that as soon as the repealer was certified as being law, then for that period, full action on the legislature based upon recommendations of the paint commission, that we would be paid at the level that we were before the legislature paid last year. And that will mean that, we go from 14,000 to 5,000 back down to 9,000 for all legislators, contributors, all that you imagine. A rather large figure that will be sitting in the legislative budget that we're not going to pay.
Well,
we're going to
say we cannot, we have to, so we'll pay something.
There's all these.
We'll come down to the items. I think I'll ask, there's one that is not here that I'm going to go and put in right now and ask Greg to lead them to the telecommunications.
Madam Chairman, at the council's direction, I met during July with Mr. Stanley and Professor Merritt, negotiated a continuation of the contract which they had had previously with the subcommittee on telecommunications of the council, substituting the agency as the contract administrator, but maintaining all the other provisions and with the exception of the reduced level of funding. I think it's a good contract, and intend to sign it here in the next day or so. The only thing I want to point out to the council is the fact that when you made your appropriation for this purpose at the last meeting, I know I'm fairly confident that you expected that this would be for would provide for a period of services throughout the fiscal year. Discussed this at some length with professors. Merritt, Mr. Stanley, and there's just, you can only slice this work so small, I think, and it's their intention to, in effect, use this money to help them acquire funding from other sources for the same sort of work, and they've already been partially successful in that direction. And so it is very possible that these funds may be expended well before the end of the fiscal year, but I think that given the circumstances of the work and the type of work I would unless you direct differently, I intend to go ahead and sign the contract. I think Mr. Stanley may be able to elaborate on any or answer any questions you may have, and maybe just to discuss the substantive aspects of the work.
I have four questions.
Okay.
And in that report, there's a question on the last page, but let me get to that in a few moments. I checked with the university and found a small pot of money up there, the amount of about $13,000, which can also be extended to the type of work that we have been doing last year. There is also a promise from the university that if everything goes well, there will be another
in this report, and unfortunately, both Bob and I have said what we've been doing in the last month period, and basically it amounts to the fact that we've been rather watching over what we've been, what the various state federal agencies have been doing telecommunication. And there are five or six different areas that we've been watching. One of the federal agency, RCA, LATCOM, Interagency Planning Committee, which is the federal and state people getting together with RCA and talking about the future needs and things like a good working operation that this thing should monitor. The $1.5 million television demonstration project is progressing. There's a considerable amount of activity going on later this fall in the Federal Communications Commission deliberation, and particularly in the eventual ownership large station project, where the Federal Communications Commission has asked their chief commentator, Mr. Paul Hitchin, to start negotiations and formal discussions as to the eventual ownership of the station. There's the problem of status of the governor's office of telecommunications, which is being reorganized, if possible, reorganized. And further on in the report, I have included a copy of the governor's management efficiency review pertaining to the office of telecommunications. There also is a joint statement by Bob and I, and our team has what should be done. And lastly, on the things that we've been working together with the smaller station program, which we feel is somewhat of a problem, and we think we should be watching that a lot more closely than we have. Bob, you
said. In addition to the things the Senate has mentioned, I've been very intimately involved in the White Owl Communication turndown, which will involve the installation of some 23 air stations to replace the White Owl federal system. And RCA has been contracted with the Air Force to proceed with this program. They are going to be operating the White Owl system while they are supervising the mine and replacing the system with satellite air stations. Disagreed with them in some of the technical details of their proposed new system, and have been monitoring the technical design and the implementation of the new earthquake program. We also have been invited to participate in an evaluation of some of the technical aspects of the satellite receiver transmitter system. And we're working with the RCA and the RCA Princeton Laboratory consultants on a system for reducing the two hop satellite problem. So you have a communication from the village to the satellite to Anchorage to the switching center back to the satellite and back to another village. So you have a very disruptive delay.
40% of the distance is removed.
Which is, to some people, is very difficult to communicate over a satellite system with the two-hop, particularly two-hop delay, because practically you have to wait till somebody finishes, and then you almost have to say over, like you do on a field radio, in order to get people to communicate with this long delay on a two-hop satellite. So we're trying to reduce that the occurrence of two-hop circuits. There's several technical problems that are involved in that. They're also discussing the problem with the channel spacing between the Bush program and the Midlock for these White Owl replacement stations. They use a wider spacing, which we feel is undesirable and not efficient for the use of the satellite. And more satellite channels by using narrow spacing. And it still provides the
I do. What is MTT?
That's message pole. That's telephone. Actually, telephone.
On page 3, it's provided 24-hour day communications for emergency
idea of the 100 earth stations to get immediate emergency telephone and emergency communications. And at the same time, telephones were added to the system. And we feel that perhaps more emphasis is on telephones than on the emergency medical.
Being developed. In fact,
difficulty and consider it an important contribution. Up here in Alaska, we're doing things that have never been done, and we're actually leading the world in some way in this important communication support. This stuff is still being developed, the equipment is still developmental, and we're hoping to consider it important.
Here are the laboratories for the rest of the world, of course, the leading people, the FCC, all the non-stat, etc.
The rest of the world contributes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to point out our petition. We were working this up. This is the total equipment cost of $121,000. $35,000 of the $100,000 that you have, which is originally designated for the remodeling costs. Obviously, it would be available to offset the charge. But we require, $86,000 additional funding. I think it was 35.
I had a little go around this morning when I saw this final budget with the people who were preparing it, because that's what I had suggested. We did have a problem with that after the budget, instead of having 100,000 for the studio operation, we only had 50,000. So we lost some of our ability to distribute things they've already got in the studio, and some of that money is in there to choose some of the administrative overhead.
Administration that was cut out by the governor to
recover. I asked President Aaron what role with the budget that they have, but assuming the policy decision is to vote this year, I looked over it myself. I did not ask for any of the majority cast.
Capability, but you'd be able to do whatever kind of leadership you have.
Jeopardizing some things for you in the future by saying, well, the governor won't fund it, he took your funds away, we're going to throw something in the pot, and you're going to be located here. We're talking only in this memo about covering the legislature, which is, I think, an extremely important, but not the major role of education TV. And I'm trying to get a better feeling from the bi-play that's been going on, making sure we can get coverage of a few good committee sessions, or maybe a couple of demo sessions, or interviews with leaders and on issues. But we know that's only a minor part of your overall purpose and selling it to the general public and like that. And I'm trying to figure out if something the legislature is very much involved in housing something and in paying for it when we know the governor has cut you back or your commission has. And that's what I'm trying to get a better feeling personally of as the director of the agency.
I think
that
this proposal we have done.
I was wondering, maybe Mike has a feeling for it. I mean, not that I'm worried about the person, but the governor's point of view or the administration's point of view, but what are they thinking about this that you have asked to suggest the legislature for good coverage like they're hoping for and like that? You could take some money from them, although you've been cut back by the governor. When you go in for a budget next year and like that, what happens? Is there some ill feeling already brewing or to say something or what?
No. There's going to be a confrontation between your legislative branch next time and the city branch say, well, they're your baby.
Well, what, what we're going to do next year is quite obviously ask for the necessary funding to fund it and point out cost savings. The ability to back on the amount of appropriations on the federal fund. And so we have a very Wednesday fair solution. Our government is more or less generating its own money to pay for its students. And then one of the functions of the student is the legislative cut. The actual appropriation that the state treasury would have to come up with, at least if I see the plan and the function, is because the administrative costs and all of the other burdens that the studio would have to handle would be taken care of by the federal contractual agency. So the legislature would then be a contract. And it wouldn't have to be the big daddy.
Thank you.
I can see the path back there. We're being asked to, I'd like to know whether we can get on that. So that they can accomplish something that was passed by the legislature and is not. You also get the state. You can move it to equipment. You also get the capability of utilizing the state equipment after the legislature has out of state to provide the general television beam of support to
is tied into video. We are also have the capability of not only providing TV coverage, but radio coverage as well, because the audio is getting because the radio. So theoretically, when someone comes in with their camera to cover a hearing, they are getting radio and TV. One operation.
Or if some other group comes in and tries to get you a person.
Well, I think that it's quite
well, I think that it's, I just can't really understand that we have to do it. And then you start looking at some bugs, but there will be some bugs to work out. I thought it was the other day, I thought it was technical bugs to work out. It would be really simple because of the human element and the expression. But, still, once they get going, then they'll go through the regular budgetary budget process. And also, what they came up with this first go-round,
take up the slack out of our funds for what the government cut out. years it is.
Now, I think what he's talking about is that we buy the equipment and then we contact its use to you, which means the legislature is the power.
This is an idea to replace the original idea that we were going to set aside the agreement. That obviously be entirely under our control. And all the equipment we were going to do. So we're replacing that idea with this. I don't think why we should keep control of the equipment. We're putting our money back to buy.
Like an aircraft dry leaks.
Mr. Attorney, may I ask a question again? Oh, excuse me. Where would the money come from? Are we saving that much on hand fishing
time? Well, we got 200 people and we're going to ask them to resign.
Oh.
Well, I'm under the impression that I put the same together last week. And, you might be talking, they would use their $35,000. We would look at the difference of the three months. A lot of that 100,000 is appropriated to them. It was approved by the government. Was, you know, that 100,000 was picked out of the air someplace. It was finally allocated.
That's right.
35,000 of it was out of earmark for remodeling of the studio in the Capitol building. I'm sure there might be some of that expense that still have to be done for brackets, et cetera.
The cable.
And so forth. But that 35,000 would be used. When I saw the figures on Monday, I was estimating about 96,000. Where the money would come from?
This is all equipment, and this is not the preparation of the rooms, the tables, and the brackets, and the lights, and the power.
I don't know. Mr. Vaccaro said that his engineer made up this estimate, but I don't know whether he's included that.
There's nothing in the 120 that says brackets or lights.
To answer your question specifically, the console still has $121,000 of unallocated funds. And there is also, we have some money in the capital budget of our equipment account. And I was able to buy some of the equipment out of last year's funds. You know that I had some money, so I've already built up a surplus on the surplus. So, then, if it is truly a session-related cost as well as cost, we are budgeting there in session for 90 days, that would probably run, at least the budget would probably run the basis of what the expenditures were this last year, that ended in session cost for running. Would actually fund probably 110 days. And assuming that it's going to be a new legislature, the chance that we'll probably extend beyond that. Opportunity to supplement the session budget by supplemental
funds. But we just have 121,000 unallocated.
Unallocated.
Small amount.